Hello, podcast listener. This is Thomas Tadlock. I have a very quick announcement about this episode. Our special guest, there was a noticeable hiss in the audio recording, and it was unavoidable. We tried everything we could to get rid of it, and the best we've been able to do is just reduce it. So there still is a noticeable hiss. I just want to say, please forgive us for the inconvenience this may cause you. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. It is December 5th, 2014, and we are talking to the magnificent Simone Collins from Australia. Now, a little bit about Simone, if you haven't listened to the past two episodes. Simone is the winner of the 2014 Victorian State titles. She's also the winner of the 2013 International Transformation of the Year on bodybuilding.com. She's been featured in Robert Cheek's new book, Shred It. She's also been featured in Definition for Ladies, Vegan Lifestyle Magazine, and she's also a featured athlete on veganbodybuilding.com, and she's also part of Team Evolved in Australia and Plant Built Team. She'll be competing here in Austin, Texas in 2015, so you can come out and see her live there. In the past two episodes, we got to know a little bit about Simone, why she went vegan. In the last episode, we went over her entire nutrition strategy so that you can model her and get an absolutely knockout physique just like her, only if you combine that with her training strategy as well. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in this episode. We're going to go through exercise by exercise, set by set, rep by rep, exactly what she does to achieve one of the world's top vegan physiques out there. So let's go ahead and welcome back to the show, Simone Collins.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. So we went over your nutrition, which was fascinating. Let's talk about your training strategy. What does that look like?
Well, it's obviously mainly weights. I tend to keep my cardio as low as possible unless I'm prepping for a comp, because I find if I'm able to avoid cardio most of the time, once I bring it in, it becomes a really useful tool for me because my body's just not adjusted to it. Having said that, I do enjoy running occasionally, and having just started CrossFit as well, which is quite cardio intensive. So my training's actually recently changed quite a bit.
Before you've made these recent changes to your plan, what was your typical training plan look like? First of all, did you do a bodybuilding split?
Yes. Well, when I first started training, I kind of did all like whole body stuff, and then moved into a proper bodybuilding split when I was inspired to start competing. So,
I want to look at how you were training for your most recent win that you had.
Okay.
2014 competition.
I was switching between higher volume and more sets and reps, and then swapping that in with some heavier compound full body stuff.
Uh-huh. So, and did you have a schedule like you did? Stuff on Monday and then different stuff on Tuesday and then Wednesday?
Yeah, so for the traditional split, I would have, I was doing like the traditional chest on Monday, probably shoulders and abs Tuesday, legs Wednesday, arms Thursday. It changed up a little bit depending on what I felt like training, but yeah, the basic 1 to 2 body parts per session. And okay, I would do cool. that for about 4 weeks. And then for the next 4 weeks, I actually modeled a training routine on Derek Trusize. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Trusize.
Yeah, that's a cool name. I modeled it on his idea of doing full body compound exercises. So I would do full body compound on Monday and then arms and abs Tuesday, full body Wednesday, arms and abs Thursday, full body Friday, and then arms and abs Saturday, either that or have 2 days off. So 1 to 2 days off a week and just alternating that. So that was the two sort of styles that I swapped between through my comp prep this time.
All right, let's go through them. So let's So let's talk about what your workout looked like. On Monday, you did chest. So back when you're doing the first 4 weeks, chest. What does your workout look like for the moment you go to the gym?
So I like to start with a heavier compound move.
Now, do you warm up before this happens?
I'm really naughty, and I don't generally warm up.
I'll warm up. Good
for you. I try and do some mobility. Just some dynamic stretching and stuff, just a little bit, and then start with a much lighter weight. Or even if I'll usually start with bench press on chest. So I might just grab the bar and just do some presses just with the bar, just get the muscles moving and get my mind in the muscle, and then sort of just work the weight up. So I'll start with the bar, then the next I'll do like four sets of everything generally. So I'll start with the bar and then work the weight up for that one. And I like to get to a point where I'm doing maybe 6 reps for that. Most of the time with the bodybuilding split, I try and keep my reps a bit higher. So I usually aim around 10 to 12 reps, sometimes 15. If I'm not feeling it at 12, I'll just keep going till I'm feeling it. I don't see the point in stopping because I've got to my set amount that I have down on paper. So I always try and go to failure in all my sets.
Okay, so you're going, but you're doing a total of 4 sets?
Yes.
Okay, so, and it sounds like, so you, and you're increasing the weight, so you're kind of taking a pyramid up approach?
Yes, for the compound stuff, I love to do that.
And you're especially sticking from between 6 and 12 reps?
For the last set, I might only get to 6, but everything else after that, so all the other chest stuff I do, I'll aim for 10 to 12, but if it's a compound movement, I like to try and practice going a little bit heavier because I do a bit of powerlifting as well now and then. So I do try and go heavier on the bench. But everything else after that, I'll probably aim for around the 10 to 12 mark. But I do like to work up the bench press a little bit.
Okay, so then you do 4 sets of your flat bench, you're pyramiding up. So then, and then you do 10 to 12 reps for every exercise after that. So what's after your flat bench press?
After flat bench press, I like to do a bit of incline work because on women, the upper pec is that bit that you really see. That'll bring out the chest definition more because we've got boobs over the rest of it.
Yeah, the guys are looking at the upper, but yeah. Okay, so you want to bring those out, sure.
Yep, so I'll do a bit of incline work. So I'll generally do dumbbell bench press after that. 10 to 12 reps, 4 sets, keeping it pretty basic and to failure. So if I do get to 12.
Dumbbell bench press on the incline?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I do get to 12 and I'm not feeling it, I'll do some more and then up the weight for the next set.
Uh-huh.
After that, I will probably move into some flies. So whether it's on a flat bench or an incline bench or even cables.
Uh-huh.
And then I will generally do 4 sets of that. And then I might move into pec flies, which I find is a really good one for me. I find I really struggle with that one. So anything that I really struggle with, I think is very beneficial.
Now, are you talking about the pec deck fly machine or the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then depending on how my chest is feeling, if it's feeling pretty done, I might leave it at that and do some abs. Or if I'm feeling like I need to do a little bit more work on it, I might do some isolation stuff like the machine press or even like some push-ups and stuff. But I generally train abs along with chest because I don't feel like I need that much chest work. So once my chest sort of feels pretty done, I'll move into doing some ab stuff. And I have a few ab favorites at the moment. So I love the ab crunch, the decline. We've got like this decline bench where you hook your feet in and do sit-ups on that.
Uh-huh.
Knee-ins and leg raises and a new move I've learnt through CrossFit called toes to bar, which like just burns me. So I just sort of incorporate maybe 4 exercises, and I generally like to superset 2 at once. So I'll pick 2 exercises and superset between the 2 for 4 sets and then move on to the next 2 for 4 sets.
How many reps are you doing?
With ab stuff, I tend to do a fair lot of reps because it does take a little bit more for me to feel it. Unless I'm going really heavy on, say, like a cable crunch or an ab crunch machine, it might be the general 10 to 12 reps. But if it's not weighted, if it's body weight stuff, I might do anywhere between 15 to 30, depending on how good I am on the exercise. I can only do 10 toes to bar at the moment, so I just leave it at that. But something like decline sit-ups, I can easily get 20 or 30 before I start to really feel a burn. So it just depends which exercise I'm doing.
How much rest are you getting in between sets in general for all of your exercises?
Well, I love supersets. So if I'm supersetting, I'll do two groups of exercise and then rest for about 30 seconds to a minute. If I'm just doing straight sets, it'll be 30 seconds to a minute between sets. I don't like to rest too long.
Holy cow. So this is for your chest too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So you'll do a set of incline dumbbell bench presses to failure, and then no joke, 30 seconds later, you'll do your second set with heavier weight?
Not always with heavier weight. With the compound stuff, I do need to rest a little bit longer. Maybe if I'm going really heavy, it'll probably be around the 2 minute mark. But if I am going for the 10 to 12 reps, I don't need a lot of rest, and I just like to keep that intensity up and keep everything engaged and burning. And I'm there to work. I'm not there to sit around. So I use every minute I have in the gym.
What are you talking about? That's like time to make friends and socialize.
No, that doesn't get results, unfortunately.
I guess you're right. That's amazing. You've got a really impressive cardiovascular system. If you can get right back to being able to push 100% that quickly, that's amazing. That's so cool. Okay, great. So that's your chest and ab routine on Monday. Now, do you do anything else? Do you come back later in the afternoon to do your cardio?
Yeah, if I'm in comp prep, so if I'm anywhere from 12 to 1 week out of a comp, I will come back in the afternoon. Well, I don't have to go back now because I work at the gym, so I've come down from my office and do some cardio. And I mix it up a bit depending on my energy levels. If I'm feeling quite energetic, I like to do higher intensity stuff, so maybe some sprints or hill sprints, even some bike intervals, or even like really short Tabata bike. So that's where you'll do intervals of, I think it's 20 seconds of all out sprinting as hard as you can, and then 10 seconds rest. And I'll do like 4 to 8 minutes of that, and that's my cardio done. It's just pretty intense. But sometimes in comp prep, the energy levels, especially on the lower carb days, are quite dwindling. And if I'm feeling low energy, I'll go for like the longer steady state cardio. So like a walk or a jog. I love the elliptical because I do get bad joints and really sore legs a lot, especially when I'm training them a lot as well and doing a lot of cardio. So elliptical kind of takes the impact off my joints a bit too, and gives my legs a bit of a rest while still getting my cardio in. So
cool.
Yeah.
And just how long do you usually go if you do the steady state cardio?
45 minutes to an hour. So yeah, but just keeping this sort of steady heart rate. I'm not pushing myself, but by the end of the workout, I'm sweating.
Wow. So how do you make the decision to do one or the other? Because I'm looking at, you could do the hill sprints and the Tabata sprints for and be done in 8 minutes, or spend 45 minutes to an hour to do the steady state cardio.
It really just depends on how I'm feeling on that day. Like, I think there's benefits doing both. There's benefits to steady state cardio, and there's benefits to HIIT or high intensity intervals. And so I like to incorporate both. But like I said, sometimes you know it's been a long day at work, and you're dieting and you've trained in the morning already, and you might get to the gym and feel really flat, and that's when I feel the steady state's a lot easier to do. But if I am feeling like I've got the energy for it, I love to bring up the intensity a lot. And you know, the difference between the two is, you with the high intensity stuff, you're not hitting what they call the fat burning zone. When you're doing low intensity, your body starts to use stored body fat for energy because it's got the time to metabolize that. But when you're doing intervals or, you know, high intensity, your body is relying on a different energy system, and it's using up energy that's stored within your muscles, like your muscle glycogen and, you know, the readily available energy in your system, you know, even like the glucose in your blood. It's using up all the energy that you sort of have readily available. But the benefit from that is that after the workout, because it's so intense, your body actually spends a good few hours recovering from it, and that's when the fat burning phase for that from that workout happens. So when you're doing steady state, your fat burning's happening as you're doing it, but then once you stop, it's pretty much over. There's no sort of what they call afterburn effect from that, whereas there is with higher intensity workouts. So I think there's benefits in both, and they both develop different energy systems and utilize different energy systems, and it's always good to vary the way you train, I reckon.
Okay, cool. So that completes your workouts for Monday, and so then Tuesday you would hit shoulders, right?
Yeah, I'm usually doing shoulders on Tuesday. And so that's, I like to hit all the different areas of the delts. So do something for the front, sides and the back. So I'll generally start with good old military press. That's like my staple. I've been doing that since I've started.
Love the military press.
Yep. So that one will just, again, like pretty much the same as chest. I do four sets, 10 to 12 reps, and then I might pick like two exercises that use the front delts and two that use sides and two that use back.
How low do you like to bring the bar down when you're lowering the bar for the military press?
Fairly low.
Do you bring it all the way to your collarbone, or do you stop?
Yeah,
short?
I've got really flexible shoulders too, so I do really big range of movement with my delts, just because I do have a massive amount of flexibility, so nice. I like to use that.
And do you like to do those standing or seated?
Seated generally, and then after that I'll move into dumbbell presses, which is another staple. In fact, now I think about it, all my delt workouts have been pretty much the same since I've started. I'll start with those two, and then I'll move into like the side stuff for side delts. So I love standing lateral raises. So I'll grab two dumbbells and I do both sides at once just because it's quicker. but you can do them one side at a time if you prefer, but I just do both at once.
I'm with you on that one. Huh? I'd be done. Yeah, I'll do two at a time too.
Yeah. So, right,
cool. So you got your side laterals and are your rep ranges the same?
Yes. So I keep the rep ranges pretty much the same throughout. I mean, unless I'm feeling like it's really heavy and I've got to stop at 9 or 8, or it's too light and I've got to do a few more. I gauge it by how I'm feeling, but generally it's around the 10 to 12 range. Obviously if I'm getting too many, up the weights. And so after that, I'll move into, I like to do something for front, specifically for front delts. So whether it's an upright row or maybe even like a push press or something that I can really feel it in that front delt. And then after that will be the rear delts. So my favorite for rear delts is cable flies. Uh-huh. And so I'll do cable flies and then reverse pec deck. So those are my two favorites for rear delts. And I've tried to do some of like the dumbbell flies and things before, and I just feel like I can't really make that muscle connection very well when I'm just trying to use free weights for rear delts. I prefer to use the cables and machines for that because it's just more isolated. I can hit it a lot better, but it's obviously a personal choice.
Let's make sure that we clarify with that. When you say cable flies, you're talking about the reverse bent over cable flies.
I do standing. The cable we have at the gym is like, it'll have the cables high up. So I'll cross my arms and grab one cable on each side, and then just keeping my arms mostly straight, just pull them outwards and really engage the rear delt.
Okay, got it.
Through that movement.
And the same thing, 10 to 12 reps?
Yeah.
Four sets?
Yep.
All right, excellent. And then the pec deck, you're doing the reverse pec deck flies?
Yeah, so you sit on it backwards, and generally they'll have an adjuster pin thing and you can pull the handles right in so that your arms are pretty much at a right angle from your chest, and then keeping your arms straight, just pushing that weight outwards.
Oh, cool. All right, cool. So that's your shoulder routine. That's a lot of work on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different exercises. And you're doing four, so that's 24 sets total on just your delts. Yeah, no wonder. Yeah. I mean, folks, you got to check out her pictures. I'm gonna have her picture on the website, veganbodyrevolution.com. But you got to see this girl's delts, man. They're like just softballs, just glued to the upper part of her bone, her humerus. It's amazing. So, is that all you're doing for shoulders? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. I might mix things up now and then, but that's pretty much my staple.
Is that it? Now, do you do any abs that day too, or is that?
No, generally not. I'll alternate with abs. I might do abs like twice a week.
You'll come back later and do some cardio.
If I'm in comp prep, yeah. As I said, at the moment, I'm not doing any cardio besides the CrossFit that I'm doing. But yeah, if I'm in comp prep, definitely come back for some cardio. So my cardio is usually about 4 to 5 times a week in comp prep, depending on how much I need it. A couple of times I've had to step it up to 6 days a week. But generally it's around 4 to 5.
Okay. And then when you're not in competition prep?
I do zero. I'm pretty lazy and I hate cardio. So you're not coming back
in your off season. Got it. Okay. Sweet. Okay. Yeah. So that's Tuesday, shoulders. Wednesday, what are you doing that day? Is that leg day for you?
Yeah, usually legs on Wednesday. Legs are really hard for me. I've had a lot of problems with my legs growing up. I've had knee issues. I've had this thing called Osgood-Schlatter's disease, which sounds really bizarre, but it's basically when you're growing up, your muscles, because I was sporty when I was growing up, my muscles were really strong and my bones were growing really fast, so they actually started to tear my patella tendons off the bone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was pretty painful. And ever since then, I've had pretty dodgy knees, which just affects the movement in my legs. So I've always kind of sucked at leg stuff, but I do my best, and they've been really hard for me to bring up as well. But yeah, I just do the best with what I've got and kind of accept that they're not my strongest point and just do the best I can. So leg day, I will generally start with squats because I hate squats. So
get it out of the way.
Yeah, they're such a good exercise, but I just hate them. So I usually start with that and just get it out of the way, and then the rest of the workout isn't too bad.
Once you get through the squats, it's home free.
Yeah.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how many reps and sets for your squats?
Again, because I'm kind of interested in powerlifting, I try to go a bit heavier with my squats just to practice getting a heavier squat. So I'll start really light, though. I might even just start with the bar and do some squats and warm up. And then just work up to like maybe a 3 rep max. But I might only do 4 or 5 sets. So, just gauging it, working my way up to that.
All right. So you're basically pyramiding up until you get to very low reps.
Yeah. The same thing reps. I would do with my bench as well.
Just like your bench. Okay. Yep. Got it. And then after you finish your squats?
After that, I like to focus more on quads and glutes, because my hamstrings are quite developed compared to those areas. So I do train my hamstrings, but I like to focus on my quads and glutes first. So I might move into like some leg extensions. So I'll do like 4 sets of those, 10 to 12 reps. It's generally the same rep range for everything in this phase of my training. So leg extensions, and after that I might do hammy curls. One thing I really love to do is superset hamstring, so lying leg curls with leg extensions. So I'll superset those. So I'll do 10 to 12 on one, jump straight onto the other one, and then have a break. Uh-huh. Just because it's sort of, I love intensity. So I'll do that, and then I might move into some deadlifts, or even, I think they're called Romanian deadlifts, where you keep your legs straight.
That's right.
So that sort of hits your hamstrings a bit as well. So either one of those I'll do. And again,
now you're doing 4 sets of 10 to 12 on the Romanian deadlifts too?
Yeah. Occasionally I like to train my deadlift heavier, but I generally do that on another day as well. And my deadlift is probably my best lift, so I like to get the reps out of it for my leg workout. So I'll do that. And then I might finish up with some lunges. And that's pretty much it for legs. I could just sort of, I don't, I get really fatigued quite quickly in my legs, and I don't do a lot of stuff. I might do some, one thing I've been doing lately actually is single leg presses, just to get a bit more balance in my legs, in terms of like, I've got one side that's a little bit stronger, so I'm trying to balance that out by doing a bit more unilateral stuff with my legs lately, and also hyperextensions to try and strengthen my glutes a bit more as well. And I don't train calves, funnily enough, which is, I think from my dancing days, I've just got really developed calves, and I stopped training them about, I actually remember it was September 2013 when I last trained them. So, and they haven't lost any muscle. So I figure I don't need to waste my time training them.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
And did you say you do lunges too?
Yes, I love lunges. They're a staple for me.
And how do you like to do your lunges? Do you like to hold dumbbells or a barbell?
Usually barbell on the back. If I'm not feeling like that, I'll do dumbbells. But yeah, it's always definitely weighted, whether it's holding kettlebells, dumbbells, barbell, just whatever I've got.
And are you doing walking lunges, or are you sticking with the same leg all the way through?
I prefer walking lunges for me.
How many steps do you take when you're doing your walking lunges?
Usually about 10 per leg, so 20 lunges all
up.
So
that way you're getting the same rep range for as all the other exercises.
Yeah, just trying to keep it in that 10 to 12 rep range.
Right on. Cool, so that's your leg workout. Do you do anything else on your leg days?
Generally not. If I'm doing cardio, I prefer to do something a bit more recovery style. So I might jump on a bike and do some steady state, because my legs are usually pretty fatigued by the afternoon from the leg workout.
I'm sure.
And then, I get really sore the next day. I think most people do. So that's usually my cardio that day. I either have off cardio completely or just something really light recovery style cardio.
Cool. All right. And then, so that's your legs day. Great. What's Thursday look like?
I usually do back on Thursday. So I'll start with, I love to warm up with lat pull down. So I'll do the same rep range and sets. So 4 sets, 10 to 12 reps on that. Then I probably move into doing some supersets. I love supersetting everything. So, and because I just like to keep the intensity up and keep the muscles engaged, so I might move into some supersets of, say, like seated row and dumbbell pullovers. I never really plan my back workout. I love training back, so I just sort of get in there and I pick maybe about 6 to 7 different exercises and do some supersets and keep that same rep range. And then sometimes I like, if I'm not feeling too sore from my leg workout, I might try and do a few deadlifts or some rack pulls even, just some really heavy stuff. But generally I leave that for the period where I'm doing compound, and I'll just focus on getting 10 to 12 reps of everything. And I might chuck in some abs at the end as well if I have time, but I don't focus too much on ab training at the moment.
And so when you're doing your deadlifts, are these traditional deadlifts that you're doing on back day?
Generally. I don't often do them on back day, just if I'm feeling like I just want to get a bit of extra practice for them. But I do usually do a powerlifting day on Sunday with a few of my vegan friends. We've got a little vegan training group down here. So generally I'll save my deadlifts for that day, but if I know I can't make it on the Sunday, I'll throw my deadlifts in on back day or leg day.
So let me make sure I got this right. So it looks like you only do 3 exercises, unless you throw in some deadlifts or rack pulls, just lat pulls, seated rows, dumbbell pullovers?
No, I just don't plan it, that's all. So I'll just go in and I'll probably pick about 6 exercises.
Oh, 6 7. Exercises, okay.
Yeah, and then just do those, and I generally superset them, so just jump from one exercise to the other. But we have a lot of different back machines at our gym, so I never really plan it. I just sort of jump in there and get on whatever's free. And
okay. So, and then you're just trying to still hit the same set and rep range, four sets of 10 to 12.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, and then that's, so is that complete Thursday?
Yep.
All right, Friday?
Friday, I love to save as my arms day because arms is my favorite thing to train, so I kind of have a little Friday party.
I think a lot of people agree with you on that one.
Yeah. So I like to superset triceps and biceps. So I'll do a bicep exercise and then straight into a tricep exercise and then rest. And again, it's the same 4 sets, 10 to 12 reps. And I prefer to do free weight stuff just because I find it, I just feel like it's engaging more muscle groups when I'm doing dumbbell and barbell work as opposed to isolation. But I do like to finish with some isolation. But generally I start with the, you know, good old bicep curls. Mm-hmm. So whether it's dumbbell or bar, I'll just pick one and do either dumbbell or barbell bicep curls, and then usually jump straight into some skull crushes or lying tricep extension, I think is another name.
Sure, yep.
I think.
No, both of them. Same, two names for the same exercise.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.
So that's sort of like my two favorite things to do. Then I might move into maybe some overhead tricep extensions with a dumbbell.
Now, are you doing this with one dumbbell or two?
I usually do with one. I just find it a bit easier to balance it, and I can go quite heavy on that one too. So I really enjoy lifting heavy on that one. But again, I still keep to that 10 to 12 rep range for this phase of my training, and then superset that with another bicep exercise. So maybe like some incline bicep curls. So on an incline bench with my arms sort of hanging down the side and then just really focusing on that isolation movement of lifting the weight.
Uh-huh. Yep. Sure.
Another
all
one
with barbell?
With dumbbells on
dumbbell?
In each hand. So yeah, I usually do either that one
or... Are you lying on your back or on your stomach on the incline?
On my back.
On your back. Okay.
Yeah. So I like that one. I also like preacher curls, so I might do one or the other for biceps and superset that with the overhead. The overhead extensions, and then my last exercise I like to do more isolation stuff. So I'll jump on a cable and do either some tricep pushdowns or reverse pushdowns, or even I like to do some single arm tricep pulldowns just to get that unilateral thing going with my triceps, and maybe some cable hammer curls, and superset those two and finish it off like that.
So you're doing it one arm at a time?
For the tricep stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I generally just do the hammer curls on the cable with a rope.
Uh-huh, yep.
And then I might throw some abs in at the end, like just the same stuff I would have done
last time
on Monday, yeah.
Okay, so you typically train your abs twice a week?
Yeah, generally.
Cool. All right, excellent. And so that's Friday. Is there anything else that you do for Friday?
No, that's usually about it.
Okay.
Unless I'm in comp prep, and then I'll do my cardio in the afternoon.
Yep. But we know that's not happening right now. So
no.
Saturday, do you have anything that you do on Saturday?
If I'm not going to be training with the powerlifting group, I generally train on Saturday. I might just pick a body part that I feel like training, or just do an all over body kind of session. But generally I have Saturdays off because I'll be doing powerlifting on Sunday. So I give myself a bit of a break, because the powerlifting stuff can get pretty full on in terms of, you know, I need my body to be recovered and not be sore anywhere, and to be able to get those really heavy weights up. So I'll usually rest on Saturday, and then Sunday I meet up with our little group, Melbourne Vegan Strength, and we lift some heavy stuff.
That's awesome. So, okay, so it's either going to be a powerlifting day or a full body day.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then Sunday, do you do anything on Sundays?
Well, the powerlifting group is usually on the Sunday. So.
Oh, got it. Okay, so if you're going to do powerlifting on Sunday, you're not. You're
I'm resting
rest
on
Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Now, if the powerlifting group is not on Sunday, you're going to do full body on Saturday.
Yeah. Or I might even like try and do some powerlifting on my own at the gym, but because I generally train alone and I don't have a spotter, it's a little bit hard to really try and go for the super heavy. One rep maxes, so it's not really very safe.
Sure. Unless you're like picking stuff up and you can drop it safely, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Does that complete your entire workout routine?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Well, thank you. This is awesome. This is so great. So those of you listening, I hope you took a lot of good notes. The good news is you can go back and rewind and get everything that she talked about. Simone Collins, thank you so much for being so generous, offering your workouts for us. And for those of you listening, I hope you get some results. And if you do, I want to know about them. Let me know if you decide that this is what you're going to do for a little while. In fact, if you're going to try a routine, try it out for at least 4 weeks. Do the nutrition exactly the way Simone described it. And do the workouts exactly how she described it. And let's see how good it goes for you. Go ahead, send us a message. Post up some pics. Go to our fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And so, Simone, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, through Facebook. I'm on there a lot. And I'll add anyone. So feel free to add me.
You'll add anyone. You don't care.
At the moment, until I run out. I screen everyone before I add them. But generally, you know, if
you
I can
screen
see
them, what do you do? You click on all their pictures, right? And if they're interesting enough, you say, okay, this one passes.
Well, I've got to be a little bit careful who I add, but obviously, you know, if I can see someone's got some mutual friends or some similar interests or they're vegans or, you know, I'll just add them and I'm happy to chat to people and through my email as well, which is simi_collins@hotmail.com. That's SIMI_COLLINS. That's also the same as my Instagram, simi_collins, and my blog, which is on simicollins.com. So there's 4 different ways you can get in touch with me, and I'm always happy to have a chat to anyone.
Thanks so much. That's so generous of you. And plus, we're going to have all of your information on the website as well, and they'll be able to get it that way too. So folks, you've heard it straight from Simone Collins. And Simone, you're going to be competing in 2015 here in Austin, Texas for the Naturally Fit Show. Am I right?
That's right. I can't wait.
Sweet. What is that? Like, it's usually the end of June or early July, something like that, right?
I think it's actually going to be early June next year.
Cool. Well, I'll very likely be here, so it'll be great to meet you in person, and we'll do another interview then, see how you're doing, how you felt about changing up your contest prep routine, more carbs in. You'll probably
gonna
do amazing.
Be completely different this time because I'm actually focusing on CrossFit now, so I'm going to test the water and see how it goes doing like a high-carb CrossFit comp prep.
Oh, you'll crush it, just like you've done everything else. So awesome stuff. So, folks, if you haven't already, make sure that you download your very own copy of the free muscle building guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com, put in your information, get your email address in there so that way I can email it to you, and you'll be able to get my guide, 30 pages showing you exactly how I put on 10 pounds in just 28 days of solid vegan muscle. Show you the exercises, show you what I ate, how I ate, all that good stuff. Also, too, we have a contest going on. We've got the Metabolic Mastery Intensive coming up in just a few more months. And before we open the doors to registration, so that's right, open the doors to registration. That means you can't even register for it right now. But what we are going to be doing, I will announce when that's going to be, when we're going to have the doors so that you can start registering, which you're going to want to do quickly because seats are going to be limited. But at the Metabolic Mastery Intensive, we will teach you step-by-step how to unlock your full potential by teaching you how to create the metabolism that you want. You want a metabolism that builds muscle easily and quickly, get results like me and Simone, we'll show you how to do that. You want to learn how to lose fat extremely fast, drop 2 inches off your waist in just 10 days, like my students, we'll show you how to create a metabolism that does that. You want bulletproof health, you want to reverse disease, just like we're able to cure my wife's lupus, we'll show you exactly how to do that. It all has to do with your metabolism. And we'll show you how to do that, the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. If you want to win 2 tickets to that, which is a value of over $34. All you got to do is pick up the current issue of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine with me and my wife and the rest and my two kids. You'll see our picture on the front cover of that magazine. Hold up a picture. Take a picture of yourself holding the picture or the magazine up. Post it on Facebook and tag Vegan Body Revolution, the fan page. Make sure that you like the page first, or otherwise Facebook won't realize that you're trying to tag us. Do that, and you'll be entered in the drawing. We're going to have two drawings. One is going to be a random one for everybody who tags us. The second one is going to be we're going to award two tickets to the person with the best pose with it. So I want to see those pictures. You can go to veganbodyrevolution.com. If you can't find the fan page from Facebook, go to veganbodyrevolution.com. You'll find our like box right there. And feel free to send me a message either through Facebook or through the website. I look forward to doing another show for you guys very soon, probably tomorrow. We'll see. This is Thomas Tadlock, again, from the Vegan Body Revolution show at veganbodyrevolution.com. And I will catch you on the next podcast.